Patrick Henry here. Welcome back. The Woolly Bumblebee recently got the MGTOW community fired up with her video, MGTOW's Gone Wrong. Barbarossa came out of semi-retirement, and Stardust did a few videos as well. I'll provide all the links below in case you're not up to speed. Not wanting to feel left out, I'm going to make some comments as well. I have nothing against Woolly Bumblebee. This video just provides me with an opportunity to address a common misconception about MGTOWs. I think this video confuses anger with hate and misses the fact that anger is part of the normal healing process. Let's face it, there's a lot of things that men should be angry about. Having your kids taken from you, being forced from your home, being enslaved or imprisoned by the court system, just to name a few. If these things wouldn't make you angry, then you're inhuman. First, anger doesn't equal hate. My kids have been known to make me angry from time to time. But do I hate them? Of course not. One other thing I need to point out about anger. It's one of the 5 stages of the healing process. Denial, depression, bargaining, acceptance are the other 4. Anger is normal and healthy as long as you don't get stuck there. Generalizations don't equal hate either, or in feminist terms, misogyny. For example, dogs have an annoying habit of jumping on people, and it's hard to break them of it. Do I hate dogs? No, I love dogs. Generalizing observable, undesirable behavior is not hate, it is the observation. 75% of divorces are initiated by women. That's a fact, not paranoia. On the path to recovery, there are only a few options open to men, starting with what should be the obvious. Telling a man in pain to man up will only piss him off even more, and it isn't very helpful. It's the equivalent of saying, you just had your kids taken from you. So what? Just man up and go make some more. You really didn't love them anyway. Want any more salt in that wound? Okay, there's 6 options for a healing man to choose from. Option 1. A man can rebound right back into a relationship before the endorphin addiction wears off and start the whole cycle of destruction over again. If you're already paying alimony, you might as well double down, right? Option 2. A man can numb his pain with drugs and alcohol. Never a good idea, but neither is option number 1. But this is what most of Blue Pill society will choose. And sometimes, they'll pick door number 1 and 2. Option 3. A man can just end his pain by taking his life. I'm personally convinced the high spike in suicides we see in men after divorce is due to Blue Pill detox. Taking the red pill for the first time is not a pleasant experience. It leaves you in pain, confused, and isolated, which are key ingredients for this decision. Option 4. A man can try to work it out with a therapist. From my experience, the psychological field is filled with feminist dogma, and it's the last place you want to be if you've just taken the red pill. You sure won't get any help, you abuser. Option 5. A man can focus his anger and take on the world like an MRA, fighting feminists in the streets, in the halls of Congress. Option 6. A man can withdraw and become a MGTOW. Once a man has freed himself of the mental and chemical dependence of the blue pill and women, suffering through dysphoria, he questions whether or not he wants a relationship or not. This is when the blue pill world first pays attention. When you are well and you say, no thanks, I'm no longer interested, then the sky must be falling. But they wouldn't question it if it was a physical injury. For example, I know a guy that was almost killed by a car tire that exploded in his face. It ripped his face partially off, and it required multiple plastic surgeries, and he's completely deaf in his left ear. He now wears hand, ear, and face protection in the shop, because some tires are like that. Most people would consider it sick and wrong to tell this guy to stop being a pussy and man up because he learned from his mistake, and now he's taking preventative measures to protect himself. Healed and healing MGTOWs are doing the same thing, just on a financial and emotional level. They've learned that relationships can figuratively explode in their faces, and they're taking precautionary measures to protect themselves. And along the way, they've become healthier and happier and more content with their lives. Go heal ourselves? Well, that's exactly what we're doing, one man at a time. Subscribe to get the latest uploads, comment to share your thoughts, spread the word by giving a thumbs up, marking as a favorite, sharing, or embedding. And thank you.
Ma! Ma! I'll be up to take out the trash as soon as I'm done uploading this YouTube video!